What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And before we start taking phone calls, there's been an update on that story about the FD-1023. The FBI is acknowledging that it does exist and they have it, but they are still refusing to turn it over to Congress. And they have no legal grounds to do so. It's not classified. It's a public document paid for by the taxpayers. This is going to get really, really ugly. Okay, so 512-248-8252. Let's go to Francis in North Carolina. Hello, Francis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
What isn't on my mind, dear one? And hello to that gorgeous gal, Claire. I'm trying to remember what the name of that dude is. Is the head of Homeland Security, whatever you want to call it.
Mayorkas?
Yeah. Is he actually legally supposed to be here to start with?
I presume so. I really don't know one way or the other. I know he was born in Cuba, but I think he's a naturalized citizen.
Okay, bad joke. But obviously he's paid very well to spew a bunch of trite garbage or whatever to the airways that actually accept that. But from what I have seen of that whole border fiasco, it's a nightmare. I mean,
yes.
They based this whole garbage on this Title 42 because to keep people out because of the corona BS to start with. And so they kept people out, and now they're finally saying, oh, we have no problem with corona. It's no longer an issue by letting people in. And I'm thinking to myself, do you really expect the people in the U.S. to be total idiots? I mean, seriously? But, you know, they're going to, as a result of them doing that, and the fact that these people, I call them illegal immigrants, I don't call them illegal aliens because, quite frankly, they are human. Aliens you expect to have from outer space. So I call them illegal immigrants to start with and clear the air on that mess. But when you have people coming in, they have no idea where they're going, and they're supposed to escape from El Mexico and not looking to stand up. I mean, if they want to stand up to the people at the border, the police there, now why aren't they doing that to their own government in Mexico? I mean, how stupid can you get? That doesn't make any sense, especially with the drug lord cartels or whatever that you mentioned earlier was doing a firefight between or whatever hand you with the border police. If the border police actually took some of the people, the drug cartels out, that was firing at them, hey, more power to them. Mm-hmm. I mean, keep that garbage out of here. We have enough problems with synthetic drugs and all that crap going on. We don't need that any more of that. But as far as the people camped out on streets, crossing people's property and so forth, I did see the one report about the one couple on CNN that was being interviewed about they called it Biden's mess or whatever, and I'm thinking, yeah, that's a joke if I ever heard one. But I could tell that they were being reimbursed for any damage being done to their place or whatever. So chances are, if they spoke rudely than they did, and they were being very polite about it, any rudely than they did, they probably would have ended up having that pulled to start with from the get-go, to begin with. But as far as sometimes you just don't know where to go with the whole fiasco, except for one problem. Yes, they're going to allow Trump to be the upcoming pres. You know why? Very simple. Because now that the current administration has got this whole fiasco going on with people coming across by the thousands across the border and wreaking havoc wherever they go, permeating up into the U.S., guess who they get to blame that on as a result?
Well, they're already blaming it on Trump.
Well, that's true. I'll give you that.
Yeah, but, I mean that's been the Biden playbook all along. Anything good, Joe Biden did it. Anything bad that's happening, the previous administration, Donald Trump just left everything in a mess for us to clean up.
I'll give you that. But the problem is, Trump had nothing to do with it.
No, he didn't.
At all.
And so Trump was trying to build a wall.
Well, and, oh, by the way, thank you for reminding that one thing. If the people, the politicians that are behind this whole fiasco of the one political party are so in love with these people that are coming in illegally, well, then why don't they go back to Mexico, take the people back with them, and set up their own shop back in Mexico City or whatever, and have a deal with the governor or president or whatever there, and have a deal going with them, and leave the U.S. Why don't they do it instead, i.e. Democrats, or whoever, for that matter? If you're so in love with them, go back home with them. I mean, it's very simple.
Well, the Democrats aren't in love with the illegal immigrants. I mean, if you look at how many of the illegal immigrants are being seriously injured, sexually assaulted, or outright dying in some of these places, the illegal immigrants are being exploited, partly for cheap labor, mostly, though, to change the voting demographics across the country. These illegal immigrants are going to be sent into the red states, presumably to shift their voting demographic. The Democrats are basically betting that because the Democrats brought these illegal immigrants into this country and made them citizens, that they will vote Democratic. And as a matter of fact, we had a local story here where somebody called up our governor's office and said, you know, are any of these illegal immigrants coming to Indiana? And they basically got stonewalled, which I'm going to take as a yes.
Oh, geez. Now you see why I made the comment about the one political party going and taking the people that are here illegally back to Mexico. They love them so much, regardless of what's been done to them or anything, which, quite frankly, they are responsible for that happening to them, and not doing whatever needs to be done to take care of them. And I don't mean here in the U.S. I'm talking about over in Mexico to start with. So I'm totally mind-blown by the whole garbage, because right now this just means a further implosion of the U.S., for that matter. So, yes, I've been watching the videos recently about the border crossing and what's been happening, and the so-called technology, communication, all that, with the, basically the people that are coming here illegally are being stonewalled with. I'm not surprised that there's animosity, for that matter. And quite frankly, the people here in the U.S. don't deserve this garbage.
We don't deserve it at all.
We have enough problems of our own dealing with the current administration. The fact that we have gone from a recession to into a depression, or bordering a depression, for that matter, because of this whole corona fiasco, which is saying, oh, we no longer have corona, for that matter, to be concerned about. Really? What's the next thing to come up with your biotech industry, for that matter, to try to put people into a scare? And if they put people into a scare over another biotech warfare deal, if people are dumb enough to swallow it, then they're asking for it. Because I have seen enough of this garbage back in 2020 when this whole corona crap got stirred up to start with Fauci, Fucci, whatever you want to call him,
yep,
to start with. I mean, that man should have been in prison from the get-go, along with everybody else that was behind him on this whole fiasco, and basically stripped of any financial resources at all. They don't deserve anything more than being in a jail cell with a slice of bread and enough water to wash it down, and that's it. I hate to sound vicious, but doggone it, I've had it, and I am not taking it anymore.
Well, good for you. Good for you.
And with that, I'll have lime coconut and pineapple with my pumpkin pie. Because obviously, Corona's been desecrated by drag queen. I mean, come on. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, enough out of me before I blow up the phone line. Later, kiddo. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Bruce in Texas.
Yeah, okay, there I am. Looking forward to Tom's call today. Yeah, yeah. Tom, bring it on, man. And Marco, too. I want to hear both of you. And that young lady who was just here before me, that's a pretty good call. Hey, and I've been watching this since, you know, this immigration uses a weapon to destroy the existing civilization. Remember,
yes,
during the Obama years, when Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, and then they took down Libya, and Gaddafi had warned that if he's taken down, then the floodgate's going to be open to refugee crisis going into Europe. And so when I was watching Italy and Greece and all these, you know, southern European countries getting just marched on by hordes of sub-Saharan Africans, the fear is already in my heart that we're going to see this sooner or later done here. Because, and let's be honest now, the peoples who have evolved in the more equatorial regions of the world tend to have higher birth rates. And partially, and I think it's pretty valid point, due to a higher incidence of infant mortality in those civilizations as they evolved over the thousands and thousands of years.
Yes.
And then we put modern medicine and modern food, you know, and it's just, be quite blunt, it's like if you have a cage of hamsters and then you just feed them, and then they explode in population, whereas others, like the Northern Europeans, they were more of a pair bonding type of society, and they had one or two or three or four, you know, it just wasn't the same. And so to think of the mindset to see this phenomena and then think, hey, man, we can use this to take over the world, to destroy nations. And that's what's at work here. And, you know, the big name is George Soros, but of course there's probably a whole handful of more just as rich, maybe even more influential, but he's the face of it, and his NGOs been funding all this for 20 years now. And here it is, and it's in our face now. InfoWars had a great show today with Owen Schroer, was the boots on the ground there in El Paso. And the people that I know here in Texas, the longtime residents that are maybe Mexican-American, don't want this either, because we see that it's going to destroy our quality of life. But the people that are doing this to us don't give a rat's ass. And the thing is, they have weaponized the young female voter through universities, through the media, to be like remember Charlie Manson, and he had his girls, you know? And
yes.
They're easily,
yep.
They're easily manipulated emotionally and turn into,
yes,
a robot with guns. Yeah. And that's what's really, that's their power, too, in politics. If they go out and vote, I mean, and there's no reversing them. there isn't. And just so we know who is running the Biden administration, I'm going to read off, okay, Secretary of Treasury Janet Yellen, Attorney General Merrick Garland, Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas, Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines, White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman, Secretary of State for Political Affairs Victoria Nuland, the Office of Science and Technology Policy Eric Lander, Director of the Central Intelligence Agency David S. Cohen. You want to guess what all those people have in common?
Tell us.
They're all Jewish.
Yep.
And then you go to the media, and you go through Facebook, and you go through CNN, and you know, it's, man, they're well on their way, man. And you know, yesterday I talked about rogue AI. I sure would, you know, I don't know if it caused World War III, and Putin probably is just enjoying, you know, watching our house burn down. But man, if we could have like a guillotine, if someone would just take out. Remember when in the Iraq War they had the playing cards with 52 top wanted officers and politicians.
Yeah,
and
playing cards have been used that way going back, I think, to World War I.
Yeah, well, all these faces need to be on playing cards to be taken out. No one's going to do it. But just think, it's just like if you took out maybe 100 people in this world, how things would change. You know, and there'd be nothing I'd like to see more than a super yacht, you know, shot with a torpedo in flames, but you know, that's my fantasy.
Well,
and,
okay.
I don't have a submarine, so, you know, DHS, don't come after me. It's just talk. Okay. But that's what we're up against there. Anyhow, that's all I had.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. And before we take the next phone call here, apparently down in El Paso, the illegal immigrants are becoming aggressive. They're throwing objects at the Border Patrol. The Border Patrol has responded with tear gas. So things are starting to unwind a little bit there. All right. Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I'm going to talk about the immigration. Last night, a man from Alley Pack, that group fights immigration. Anyway, they had a video from Panama of huge buses getting full of people heading up north.
Yes.
Up the Highway 1, you know, through Mexico. Bus after bus after bus. It was just crazy. This guy had this drone and flew it right over all these buses.
Yep.
And they figured out that they were trying to figure out, well, how are these people all getting fed? You got a lot of people there. He figured out you have to have at least three semis of MRIs to be able to feed this many people. But anyway, he's looking it up. It's the UN has a food fund, World Food Fund or something. Anyway, guess who's the head of it? Cindy Lou McCain, the widow of John McCain.
It was okay.
The big, and she, you know, she inherited all this money from her parents. They were with the brewing company, liquor company or whatever, Hensley. Anyway, she's heading up this food thing. But the funny thing about it, she also has a foundation against human trafficking. How does that go? And she's actually helping the human trafficking.
Well, I think the difference there is in human trafficking, the humans don't want to be there and they don't want to be trafficked. In the case of this illegal immigrant surge to the border, those illegal immigrants want to go along. And I think that's why, you know, we really can't say it's the same thing.
Yeah. But if you could see that video, I mean, just huge buses, bus after bus after bus. And I'm not surprised that they're not getting, starting to get anxious. They're tired, you know, and they're going to start rioting and whatever. So unless we start shooting, it's not going to stop. You're not going to stop people by just going, excuse me, just please, could you stop that? No, you got to start getting... you got to start shooting. A couple of them get shot. And here's another little fact about this whole thing. You know how a lot of the women are getting raped and stuff on the way up?
Yep.
But the Latins do not know not to touch any of the communist Chinese women. None of them are getting raped or anything. Nobody touches them. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yep.
So, anybody wants to get on alipac.us, you probably could see that video over there.
Well, you know, it may be, you know, I think some cultures tend to be more protective of their women than others. And I think we also have to look at how many of these women are unaccompanied, because if they're unaccompanied, then they're going to be a target, unfortunately. And I know that these, you know, NGOs are literally handing out rape kits to deal with this problem. And when they say rape kit, I'm not exactly sure what they mean, if it's a morning after pill or something like that. Anyway, Laura, I'm going to have to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with more phone calls after these few words.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future, and let's consider what really happened.
Welcome back to our show here, and we're going to go to Steve Elkins. Steve, welcome to the show. What's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to say that, I could only stomach about 10 minutes last night's CNN town hall with Donald Trump. I could only stomach about 10 minutes. It was rough. Caitlin Collins was rude. He was kind by calling her nasty. He could have gone a lot further than that. But, her opening statement was very negative right off the bat, very negative, talking about how he just lost a $5 million judgment, sexual battery. Of course, we know E. Jean Carroll is a whack job. Talking with Anderson Cooper on a clip I saw a couple of days ago about how rape is a sexual fantasy. Whoa. This woman is
Yeah, that's a little bit out there. And apparently E. Jean Carroll got very upset over what Trump said about her on the town hall, and she's threatening a new lawsuit.
Well, good luck with that. I think he missed a couple good opportunities. First of all, I'm still scratching my head why he did it, because CNN is pretty much a network that's been against him from day one. Their viewers are all hateful. They hate Donald Trump. They despise him. Trump derangement syndrome, pretty much the network is. He missed a good opportunity to point out, they talked about election fraud. Of course, he's not accepting what the courts have come up with. Well, the courts were crooked. We know that. But I thought he missed a good opportunity to drop the 2000 Mules documentary. I thought he missed a great opportunity.
That probably would have been a good thing for him to do.
Yeah, drop that. And he also should have dropped the name of Ray Epps. About,
yes.
You want to talk about insurrection. Well, here's a guy in a bullhorn telling you to enter the Capitol, clearly part of the cabal against him, whether the FBI, he's a stooge or whatever, he's an informant. But clearly
Story that's floating around that Ray Epps' wife actually works for Dominion Election Systems?
Yeah, I believe I did hear that.
Okay.
I did. Yeah, I heard the same. But yeah, I thought he missed some good opportunities to drop the 2,000 mules and Ray Epps. I mean, he pulled out his cue card. He talked about his speech, you know, peacefully assemble, make your voice be heard at the Capitol. I know some of you are going to be making your way up that way. There's no possible way you could take his word and construe them to say that it was an insurrection. And he did good there, but he should have dropped. If you do go that far, he should have also dropped Ray Epps' name. I think he just missed a couple good opportunities there.
Well, you know, I think he did very well considering, I mean, you know, he didn't have teleprompters. It wasn't scripted. Well, it was probably scripted on Caitlin's side. You know, she just had the talking point she wanted to hit. And, you know, I think he did really, really well. And certainly looking on social media, the overwhelming opinion is that this attempt by CNN to sabotage Trump has blown up in their faces, and the liberals are just melting down.
Yeah, I agree. That's it for Mike. Have a great show.
Bye-bye. All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to go to Joe in Tennessee. And, Joe, I'm going to have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Well, I thought Trump was brilliant. I mean, I don't know what he was watching. I mean, exactly, he went into the lion's den. And being in the lion's den, you're not going to win all your points. But just the fact that in comparison to that retard president we have that basically has to have his ass wiped, I mean, he could take questions. He was swift on his feet. I mean, he was like a fighter. It was like watching a fighter, a counterpuncher. And I thought he was what he brought up. You never hear anybody talking about how we could end this war except Trump. None of the the first time you've heard anybody even mention the word, let's end this war. I can end it in 24 hours. Let's stop the killing. I mean, all right, yeah, maybe he didn't bring up Ray Epps. You know, but the most important thing that's going on right now is that war that could go nuclear. And you had a man come out, the first time you've seen it, it's like breaking through the embargo and got through, not just CNN, because that's shared. That's all through the Internet. That's on Alex Jones. That quote is everywhere. And he said, I could end it in 24 hours, and I'm not going to call Putin. What other politicians got the guts not to call Putin a war criminal? They were baiting him to call him a war criminal. He said, how am I supposed to negotiate with a man if I call him a war criminal? In other words, I want to negotiate. I want to end this war in 24 hours. Oh, but, you know, let's pick some nits. He didn't bring up Ray Epps, you know. He brought up Ashley Babbitt, who was murdered.
Yeah.
He brought up pardoning the J6 prisoners. First thing he's going to do. You know, these people, you know, we had Trump for 4 years and it was nothing but, oh, he's not building the wall fast enough. Hey, have you been watching TV, everybody? Have you been watching it? Watching those every day now, the last few days, the invasion? And no, he can't get the money. He said Mexico was going to build it. I mean, these people, these Trump haters and the nitpickers, they're just, I would never want to be in battle with these people, be in a foxhole with these people. We got a war here, and they stole an election, they've destroyed the economy, and meanwhile, it's just, you know, you got the only guy with the guts to go out there without, you know, on his own, in the arena, as Teddy Roosevelt would say.
Okay, Joe, I hate to do this to you, but I got to put you on hold. We got to take a break for commercials. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas, yeah.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Joe in Tennessee. And Joe, if you could just pick up where you left off.
Well, you know, in a sane world, or if I owned a newspaper, the banner headline today would be Trump wants to stop the war in 24 hours. Trump will talk to Putin. Trump refuses to call Putin a war criminal. But what do we get instead? Oh, Trump calls CNN reporter nasty. You know,
yes.
Trump mentions the lady's cat's name is vagina. I mean, it just shows the kind of political discourse, the level of maturity. I mean, I agree. Trump plays into that because it was combative, but it was the reporter that was bringing it up. But the important things, the like life and death thing, issues that are going on in this country are the war. It's the fact that Trump broke the blockade about ending the war. He broke the blockade of Putin not being a war criminal. And, you know, I mean, that was that is why they're pulling their hair out. You're not supposed to talk about that. You don't hear anybody else talking about it, do you? Except us. A few, you know, people, but a major politician,
yeah,
Mitch McConnell, Mike McCarthy, no, they're all cheering the wars on. So I just don't get it, you know. But You know, I like what Bruce called in. He brought up all the names of all the people in the Biden administration, and I would love to see somebody call in with all the names of the people in Ukraine's administration, you know, from Zelensky on down. And you'll find the same tribal identity there also. You know, you can kind of lay the problems of this world on their feet, it appears, at least what's happening at this time. I do want to say one thing about the Republican fiasco, I thought, Wednesday with the House talking about Biden's crimes. First of all, they telegraphed the meeting for 2 weeks, giving the FBI ample opportunity to, you know, get all the paperwork ready to indict Santos and take the air out of that balloon. Mm-hmm. And second of all, to hear them, like, whining about the FBI and the media, like, kind of, you know, when are you going to do your jobs? And, you know, we're expecting this and that. I mean, they should have been attacking the FBI and the media. I mean, they should have been brutal. Like, you know, that the only reason Biden's getting away with this is because the DOJ and the FBI refuse to do their job. And you, the media, are supposed to prevent corruption. You know, that's what I would have used that whole platform to attack the media and the FBI. Because we all know Biden's corrupt. He's a crook. They know it. Everybody knows it. So you got to go after his enablers. Who is failing at their job to attack the guy or to bring up the corruption and to investigate and to prosecute? It's not Biden. It's the FBI. It's the DOJ and it's the media. You know, and yet it was just they just look so impotent and pathetic, the Republicans, if you ask me.
Yes.
So it was just, anyway, I wanted to bring up quickly about Tucker. I mean, this whole thing with him getting fired and all that, you notice a whole January 6th tapes, they've kind of all gone like into hiding. We're not hearing, no information's coming out about that or that
yep.
whole story. Just kind of, you know, they told him not to talk about it and he didn't. And then it went into a black hole. So the guys in the FBI and Ray Epps and all them, they're all pretty happy with the way this is turning out, you know. Now, I'm not saying Tucker's part of this grand conspiracy, but it sure, you know, those tapes, that information should have been released to all the news outlets, not just Tucker Carlson. I mean, if you ask me, when I first heard them doing that, I said, this is a scam. This that you watch. They're going to figure a way to, you know, because why not just give it to all the media outlets? Just Tucker Carlson? I mean, the whole thing sounds like a setup. Let's give it to the guy whose father was probably CIA and who's like the one of the belongs to the richest family. And not that I can say flat out that he's controlled opposition, but I have my doubts about him. I mean, we're all supposed to celebrate that 20 years later he discovered 9/11 and Building 7. 20 years, Mike. You were right on it. I was right on it. I'm just a guy, you know, from my computers. And yet we're supposed to, like, give this guy all kinds of creds and support. It took him 20 years? No thanks. I look at an event like 9/11. I look at, like, an event like that as a litmus test for trust. Now, you earned my trust, Mike, because you stood out. You earned it on Vince Foster, Waco. You earned it on 9/11. You've always been on JFK. You've always had the bravery and not to be a coward on these important events of our time. So you have developed a trust with me because of it's like to me a litmus test. The vaccinations, the election stealing. I mean, these are things that really most people you can tell right away that they're frauds. Yet these people are such cowards because of, you know, whether they're controlled by their media or they want their paycheck or whatever, that they can't even come out when it's an obvious thing and just say it, you know, like we do. So I'm sorry. I think, you know, Tucker, I'm still very questionable about him, and I'll never give him my full support because it took him 20 years. 20 years, the event of our lifetime, 9/11, the event that led to the wars, that have millions of people died, trillions of dollars wasted, all a loss of all our rights as a country. And 20 years, and now, oh, great, he's finally coming around to seeing the light on that. Bravo, Tucker, you know? And anyway, I'll leave it at that, Mike. And I just, once again, I want to compliment you in comparison to Tucker. You ought to be Tucker. You ought to have that platform.
Well,
you passed. When the heart events of our time came along,
With apologies to everybody at RBN, I wouldn't mind having a larger platform and with a larger audience and, you know, maybe a few pennies in my pocket as well. But, you know, I'm happy here, and I'm happy that I have this platform right now to try and educate the public about what's really been going on. And for all the years that I've been doing this, I do think I've had a little bit of an influence over the education of the public. Of course, when I first started doing this, there were only a handful of us. And now, of course, there's, you know, everybody's got a website. Everybody's a truth activist, which is a good, healthy thing, I think. Anyway, thank you very much for the phone call.
Thank you.
We're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. Gee, I wonder what you want to talk about today.
Yeah, gee, Mike, you know, first off, I just want to say, Joe, another great call by Joe. He was right on it. He hit the target bullseye. Listen, and as far as Bruce goes, I would like to say to him, Bruce, you got to remember, go back and look at the Nixon tapes, and he's the one to say on tape, where all these dudes come from? They were trying to infiltrate him in 1968. He came in the State Department, and Nixon was like, what's going on here? I thought this was a majority on Anglo country. Evidently, it isn't. And so far as Laura goes, she was talking about the Chinese women. Well, was it the Chinese that they were worrying about? It's worried about these Muslims, all these Arabs they're speaking at the border. They're the ones you better not touch their women or rape them with Arabic women, Muslim women. So
yes.
It's not only the Chinese, it's them too. I'm going to go to really what I want to get on my chest, Mike. You had that lady from Oklahoma call. I don't know if I'm going to call her a lady. And she's insulting me, Mike, and I don't think that was fair. I'm the one that gave out the number to Washington, D.C. to call your congressman. She's telling me about white women, white women, white women. Well, listen, I only told you, Mike, they use the white women narrative. I never said white women are bad. I even tried to make that perfectly clear. I was just telling her that's how the narrative these Zionists use is the white women are all going to be all licky, kissy, touchy, feely liberals, okay? And if she doesn't understand that, she's got a problem. Like Archie Bunker would say to her, okay? And that's all
yep.
I got to say about that, Mike. And I also want to mention to her, in fact, she called me, listen here, buddy. Well, listen here, you're not my buddy because I don't know you. I'll try to be a friend of yours because we're both on RBN. And I want to be copacetic to everybody on RBN. I love everybody on RBN. I love her opinion, but she doesn't have to insult me about it because I was not singling out white women. I'm just telling you white women is a narrative they use, and that's what their play is. We know who's doing it. We know who's great at manipulating the words. So I don't have to go any much further on that, Mike, other than the fact that I want her to – she needs to lay off and get her facts right. And by the way, can I give out the number so she can call her congressperson? Mike, can I give that
yes,
out to her?
Yes, please do. Please do.
Yes. It's 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. Call your congressperson immediately. Our country's being invaded. And to all those callers for the last 2 years that Tom talks too much about immigration, look at the chickens. They're coming home to roost right now, Mike. They're all coming home to roost now. What is the number one issue, Mike, facing this nation? It is illegal immigration. It's been like that for the last 60 years.
Well, I know it's an important issue for you, and it is an important issue. The events on the southern border are definitely showing that, but I still insist we're not going to be able to fix anything, including immigration, until we get back honest, verifiable elections.
Mike, I totally agree with that, and you're 100% correct. But however, we're not going to ever have honest elections, Mike, if you have illegal aliens pouring in here by the millions, switching the electoral college because they're going to get bribed. The vote Democrat because they want the free handouts, just like the Afro-American community has been bribed for the
okay,
last
Tom, Tom, you're forgetting something, okay? Illegal
yeah,
immigrants
yeah.
are not allowed to vote. If we have honest elections, then the people at the poll, the voting polls are going to say, show me your ID. Oh, you're not a U.S. citizen. You're not allowed to vote.
Well, Mike, you know what? You're probably 100% correct on that, but you know what? All those illegal aliens, once they're going to stay here, they're going to get a path to citizenship, and they will vote, and they will be bribed to voting, Mike. You're never going to stop that. Because, look, in South Florida, like I told you, Mike, the Miami Herald, I want this to register everybody on RBN right now. Okay, with especially you, Mike, to listen to me. The Miami Herald reported today, in the Herald, I'll send you the article, 16 years, like I'm going to repeat this, 16 years since a white Anglo male or female has been on the Miami-Dade County Commission. Broward County still has like four white Anglos, okay? But here in Dade County, there's zero, Mike, zero. For 16 years, there has not been a man or a woman with representation for white Anglo, the 11, 10% white Anglo community here in South Florida. Not one. They got Haitians. They got two Haitians. They got they're all Cubans and one Puerto Rican. So, Mike, again, that's the modus of operandi. That's the model that we're facing. They're getting beachheads. They're getting beachheads in California. They got beachheads in Texas, Arizona, and Florida. However, Senator Scott today, Mike, was just on the news. And by the way, Mike, I want everybody in your audience to understand this. You know the Spanish networks down here are so much better than the Anglo news networks when it comes out to giving news. Because, Mike, they show you everything on Spanish news. All you got to do is hit, and I'm not even talking Telemundo. I'm talking Channel 23 and all these other Spanish stations here in South Florida. They actually show you everything. They go up to the people. They found out there's gang members coming in sneaking through the border. I mean, they have Spanish people, these people's moduses. They're coming here. Mike, did you see what the Guatemalan president said today or the last 2 days? He's been saying president?
Nope.
Okay, you can check it out on your the Guatemalan president, Mike, said today and yesterday and the day before, I believe it was. He said that you gringos, basically Americans, are crazy because what they're bringing into the United States is people are a criminal, have mental problems like crazy. They're flushing the toilets of all these Central American countries. And
Cuba did the same thing back when we allowed, you know, Cuban migrants to come back in, triggered a huge crime wave in South Florida there. Anyway, listen, Tom, we're getting short on time, and I got a bunch of calls I need to get to. And I understand immigration is an important issue for you. It's an important issue for me. But again, we're not going to be able to solve any of this stuff until we get honest elections back. So that's my top priority.
I agree with you on that, Mike. That's all we got to do it. I understand we got to have honest elections, Mike, but we got to stop this. We're going to be invaded. This is a total wipeout. Patton's army.
I agree it is. All right. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to go to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, listen, what's going on now with the border is just shameful. And
yes.
I don't understand, again, I've mentioned this to you before. Why don't the local prosecutors, local governors, whoever else, start filing charges against federal officials? They're doing it. That's what they did to Donald Trump there. Start bringing them into court for obstruction of justice, allowing drugs to be smuggled into this country, allowing illegal. These are state as well as federal crimes. All right? A guy like Mayorkas, even if you manage to impeach him, you're not going to get rid of him because not only is the Senate not going to pass it, even if the Republicans control both houses, you need a certain amount of percentage to impeach. I mean, to convict, and it will be very difficult. It's a waste of time. You've got to start prosecuting him. You've got to start not only him. You got to start prosecuting a lot of these. The FBI, the leaders of the FBI, the Justice Department, including that little nerd there, Attorney General there, okay, Garland. You need to start prosecuting for obstruction of justice and for misuse of power, that's all you got to do. And we might be able to stop this stuff. Meanwhile, we're being overrun. I don't care the color of the people that we're being overrun by. I don't care about any of that stuff. I care that we're being overrun by foreigners, and they're not coming into this country legally, period. And this country cannot afford especially at this time, we can't afford this. We're on the verge of a major depression in this country. What are you going to do?
Yes, we are.
The globalists, they want to get rid of as many people as possible. They want to kill so many people because they want for their population agenda. So what are you going to do? What jobs are these people going to do? That's the whole thing. It has to be stopped, Mike. And the best way to do it is do it locally because the federal government is not going to do it. The federal government are a bunch of criminals today. You've got to start prosecuting these people locally. And it can be done. But you got to have the balls to do it. Starting in Texas there, Abbott should, giving the local sheriff's departments, and the local prosecutors, tell them, get in a stick, assemble posses, stand in that border, And then these local prosecutors need to start filing federal charges, I mean, state charges against these federal officials. And that's, I think, the best way to stop it, Mike. It may be too late. I don't know. Just pray for this country. That's all I can do, you know?
Yep.
That's about all I have to say. Could you do me a favor and leave me on for the rest of the year?
Yeah, we'll do that. Mike, leave Mark sitting on there. And let's go ahead and skip the last break here and go to Jerry in Chicago. Hello, Jerry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, thank you, Mike, for taking my call. You mentioned something in the first hour about our fantastic mayor who's getting run out after one term. Lori Lesbian, light between the ears, freak of nature. She got on here. Now, I doubt if you heard any of this because it was on local radio stations and stuff like that here. But she actually broke down into tears about how hard she tried and she wants to see what she started going through. And she also complained about, we don't have the resources for all these illegal immigrants that are coming into Chicago. She's been shipping them around the hotels in the suburbs and stuff like that. Wait a minute. You claim it's a sanctuary city, and if I'm not mistaken, I believe we became a sanctuary city on the day of her election 4 years ago. So yeah. I could be wrong. Maybe Rahm Emanuel carried that over a little bit too, because you know what was his famous line? To take advantage of every crisis and things like that.
Yes.
So, but she is.
Well, it's not original with him. It goes back a very, you know, a long way in politics. But, yeah, anytime there's a crisis, the first thing you think is, how can I exploit this? How can I use this to push my agenda?
Yeah, well, they're doing a pretty good job of it. But, I mean, it sounded so sickening that she did the alligator tears, and you could hear it in her voice on the radio. And that's all I heard was the radio because I don't have TV.
Okay.
And I wouldn't waste my time watching any of this crap. But, like I said, she is, it's out of control in Chicago. They've got them sleeping on the floors of the police stations. They let them enter a closed school. And I only know of one school. I don't know the name of it, but that's where they're putting them up. These people are out there panhandling for food and scraps and everything else like that, blankets, clothes. You know, was it that bad where you came from? And not only that, they're supposed to be getting food stamps, free education, free medical, all this other stuff. You know, we have got so many people. The last time I checked, and this is a couple of years ago, there was over 3 million homeless veterans living on the street. We can't take care of our own. We can't spend all this money they're sending over to Ukraine here on people that need it. I worked the last couple of days in a HUD housing facility, doing wireless and for their camera systems. Oh, and these people don't pay any rent, and I'm sure they get help with their utilities and everything else like that. And that's coming out of my pocket and your pocket and everybody else's pocket. So we should be kind of getting ticked off about this. I know I am, but I'm going to let it ride. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say maybe this will all be blown over come September, end of September. And
okay.
I'm just throwing that out there. But, hey, thanks for taking my call, and you have yourself a great day.
All right. Thanks an awful lot for the call. We're going to go to Frank in New York. Hello, Frank. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. We've become a nation of lawlessness, brother. You know, has anybody from Black Lives Matter, any big shots, been prosecuted? Okay.
Nope.
No. Has anybody on Epstein's blacklist or his little black book, have they been prosecuted?
No. Nope. They haven't even been publicly named and shamed. You know,
exactly.
But they just sentenced this one police officer to 25 years. For shooting a Black Lives Matter protester in self-defense. I mean, that's just how weird it's gotten.
Oh, yeah, well, the Department of Justice, you know, they didn't prosecute any BLMers, but, you know, they grabbed all those people on January 6th. They threw them in the slammer. They got them down there, a lot of them still there, and being tortured and all kinds of crap. You know, Mike, you make a good point, not all the time, but every time you talk about it, about the elections. You know, nobody's been prosecuted for the 2020 stolen election. Nobody's been prosecuted for the 2022 stealings. I mean, you know, we were going to get that big red wave. And what happened? We didn't get it. They were stolen again. And I think you're right, Mike. And, you know, the Republicans could nominate Jesus Christ himself. And I'll tell you, I think the Democrats are going to steal it again. You know,
yes, they will.
Start waking up.
There's nothing stopping them. There's nothing stopping them.
Right. They're not going to be prosecuted. Nobody gets caught. I mean, obviously, you know, it's been going on. And, we got to get a Republican in there. We got to get somebody in there, Trump, anybody, you know, and let's start prosecuting these people. Let's go after them. Let's have investigations of them instead of, you know, the DOJ still worried. They're looking for pictures on the riot on January 6th. Looking, we're going to arrest more people and this and that. Please. I mean, you know, and it's always a push against, the white guys are bad. The white guys are bad. You know,
yes.
They set that thing up in Michigan. You know what I mean? Look at those white guys, you know. And I think 12 of the 18 were actually federal informants, you know. But you always bring that point up, Mike, and that's great that you do bring it up about the elections. If they steal them, what the hell does it matter? And they stole the last two. And, you know, there's no, prosecution for these people. You know, there's no repression, nothing going on.
You know, if the elections are being rigged, you're living in a dictatorship, and certainly our current regime is acting like they're dictators. They just do whatever they want to. They're completely unafraid of the American people, except for the ones who are Second Amendment supporters, and they're going after them.
Yeah, thank God for them. I don't have a gun myself, but I'm glad a lot of my neighbors do, you know. And, you know, I'll tell you, Mike, it just gets sad. I mean, we see what's going on, and then you look around, you see what's going on in the schools with the transgender push and this and that. And the poor women, you know, I remember they used to say, you come a long way, baby. Well, I think they've taken a lot of steps backwards. You know, I just read the other day some guy won the Women's Australian Golf Tournament 2 weeks ago. Some guy won
yes.
it, you know. And I remember a couple of years ago, they had some guy, he broke four women's weightlifting records in one afternoon, okay? And he weighed like 260 pounds, okay? And, I mean, it's just getting crazy. Even Martina Navratilova, you know, she's a lesbian herself, but she came out and she said, you know, you can't be letting men compete in these sports, and they went after her. I mean, you know, transgenderism rules over homosexuality these days. I mean, you know, you can't say anything, you know, or you're this kind of, you know, homophobe or whatever, transphobe. You know, the country's going down the drain, Mike, and I don't see anybody, you know, or anything turning it around.
I don't think
Congress.
There's any stopping it. You know,
yeah, I don't either.
I think somebody is out to completely crash the country and then try and rebuild a new socialist empire on top of it.
Well, you know, I think that they're closing shop on America, Mike. The infrastructure. The last I looked, there was a couple thousand bridges that were past their expiration date. Okay, I don't know about your area, but around here we got potholes galore. You know, I hear other people from other areas tell me too. Well, they got potholes there. You know, we can't fix our infrastructure, but we're paying for pensions for former government workers over in Ukraine. How crazy is that?
It is very, very crazy.
Thanks for taking my call, Mike. I appreciate it.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the call here, and we are pretty much at the end of the show now. So thanks to all the callers who shared their points of view with us. Meanwhile, stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Peter Serafine is taking the microphone. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to support us through these very, very dark, difficult times. We'll be back tomorrow, Friday. So, aloha, America.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.